Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have Carrie Lake back. She, of course, is the Republican nominee for governor of the great state of Arizona. I am confident she will be the next governor of Arizona and has a lot of work to do. Carrie, thank God you got such a backbone. You're such a workhorse out there. You haven't slowed down. Would you say 25 media hits just today?
I'm doing 25 media hits today. And yesterday we're working on our transition team. We're going to win this, and I want my supporters to know that. There's no mathematical way for Katie Hobbs with the ballots that are remaining to win. They just have not counted the ones, those heavy Republican ones, the people who showed up and dropped off their ballots day of. They haven't covered those yet and counted those. And there's still quite a few. I've got all the numbers here, Joe. So what I'm getting from my team, and there's about 620,000 left to be counted. And the big tranche, the nearly 400,000 ballots that were dropped off, these are mail-in ballots that people walked in on election day. We outperformed, by the way, Trump's walk-in early vote from 2020.
Right.
So these are going to be Republican hardcore people who don't trust the elections, and they're going to go heavily our way, and they haven't started counting them. They're going to release a few of them tonight. The other ballots they're going to be releasing tonight might go Katie Hobbs' way, but once they start digging into these, it's going to go our way. We think, you know, we could get 80% of those. We could get as low as 52% of them.
Yeah.
But either way, we win it, and there's no way around it.
I was thinking 70%. I want to interject this. I'm older than you are. You and I were both in the news for a long time. I don't remember ever reporting on people not knowing whether their vote counted on election day. I don't know what the hell happened in Arizona. Is it that the legislature made these ridiculous changes? The Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, did something ridiculous against the law? The governor did something stupid? Why on earth would people in Arizona, good people, who just want to know that I voted for Carrie Lake and my vote counted, won't know for 4 days, 5 days? How's that possible?
It's ridiculous. Well, we went from having election day when you and I were probably first starting to vote, and you showed up, you filled out your ballot, and it was counted that night in a small precinct to, you know, and making election month with mail-in ballots floating around everywhere. And it's ripe for fraud and trouble. And so we need to get back to election day. And then COVID struck. And remember, the best way to vote is small precincts. You go to the little church around the corner, maybe the elementary school. Well, then COVID struck. And guess what? The churches and schools shut down. And they pushed us all into massive voting centers where they're printing out ballots. And if the toner's not right and the printer's not aligned, it created a ton of problems. And in 2020, we alerted people to these problems. We were called election deniers, kooks. We were called, conspiracy theorists. And we never fixed what happened in 2020. We've got to fix this. We've got to repair this problem, reform our elections. Here we are 2 years later with a bunch of junk happening in our elections, and people are tired of it. The whole country is waiting on Arizona.
Right.
We don't know where the balance of power lies because Arizona never reformed their elections. I will tell you this, and the good people of Arizona, on day one, we're going to issue a declaration of invasion at the border. We're going to call a special session, and we will bring election reform. We will no longer be the butt of jokes and the laughing stock because we can't figure out how to count votes in a timely fashion in Arizona.
Well, Carrie, who could argue against that? It's Carrie Lake. She's of course the Republican nominee for governor, and I believe the next governor of Arizona. Why exactly is it that anybody allowed for this to get where it is? You and I both know. We've watched 2,000 Mules. We watched it together, in fact. We know what happened in 2020. The fact that we have so many mail-in ballots still, and we know that they can't be verified, and we know that you can stuff a ballot box, why would anybody in their right mind, I don't care if you're left or right, why would they want to give away their vote that way? It just, to me, it's completely nonsensical, and it's angering me, and I don't even live there. I live in Texas. We found out that night what happened.
Well, I have a lot of theories on why they would want that. We had to, you know, we kept expanding voting. In Arizona, it's a month long. Early, we have early ballots. We have voting centers. We have early voting centers. It is easy to vote, and I want it to be easy to vote. I don't want to put obstacles in the way, but we have to have some security. And I think that the far left, the farther the left pushes their agenda, the more people are turned off by it. And they feel the only way they can win is to have this kind of a racket set up. We are going to take control of our elections and produce honest elections for the people of Arizona. More than a third of our voting centers had election equipment that was malfunctioning and not working. People
Impossible.
Were waiting hours in line on election day. They ran out of toner. They didn't have batteries in their computers. It was a complete debacle. And we're no longer going to allow this to happen. We're not going to let the fake news media and a few leftists say, oh, no, no, you can't touch how elections go. Yes, we can. We're no longer going to have elections that are run this way. I will work with the legislature. They are the only ones who are allowed to make election law per the U.S. Constitution. And we will come up with steady law that makes sure that all legal votes count and they're counted in a reasonable fashion. And we have election results on election night. This is ridiculous.
It bears mentioning, and it's Carrie Lake, I know you've got to go soon, but it bears mentioning that H.R. 1 by Nancy Pelosi and by the Senate, also run by Democrats and by Chuck Schumer, was to strip states away from having the right to set their own election laws. And had they nationalized it, Carrie, you and I both know what they would have done. They would have made the entire nation look like Arizona. So they can count as long as they want to, as long as they find enough ballots to win what they want to win. So we literally are heading that off at the pass if we get the balance of power back in Washington, D.C. What's the makeup of the legislature there in Arizona? Are they going to work with you?
Well, right now we don't know because we're still counting votes. We've got about four Senate votes. We don't know what the makeup is going to be. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a majority, and depends if we have just a couple seat majority, a one seat majority, or a four seat majority. Who knows? We'll find out when they finish counting the votes. But we will work on election integrity, and we're not going to allow our elections to be the laughingstock of America anymore. This is ridiculous. It's disrespectful to the good people of Arizona. It's disrespectful to the people of America to have everybody waiting while they count votes. And, you know, this is the sad thing, Joe. They still won't tell us how many votes were cast.
Come on.
That was the big concern back in 2020. I think I heard someone say they didn't tell us how many because the answer was as many as we need to win. I hope that's not what's happening. We need to have an exact number of how many votes were cast. We should have had that immediately after the votes, the voting centers closed. We still don't have an exact number. It's very nebulous. We don't know.
It's Carrie Lake. She's got about 30 seconds left with us. Take your hand off the Bible. Gonna declare an invasion at the border and change everything there, and then right into let's call a special session and fix this.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I was a little worried when I was talking to lawmakers about it that the people might have forgotten, or because of the fake news refusing to cover the issues we had in 2020, that the people wouldn't be aware that we had issues with our election. Now it has been shoved right back in their face. We won. I believe we won in a landslide. We have a movement here. Katie Hobbs hid in her basement. Yep. She didn't campaign. She didn't debate in the Democrat primary, nor did she debate in the general election. She can't even string two words together. She's not articulate. Her policies were horrible. Right. Nobody was excited about her. No one will accept the fact if they try to do anything funny that she won. Everyone knows she was a horrible candidate. Even the Democrats know that. And she should have recused herself from anything to do with these elections. It's absolutely horrific that she would even stay in and have anything to do with the elections. She should have recused herself from that part in her role as Secretary of State.
I can't wait to call you Governor Carrie Lake. Carrie, thanks for always making time for my audience and my show. Best of luck. Let's talk after you have your hand on the Bible, and I think that's going to happen sooner than later. You're going to win this thing. The entire nation is backing you, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Joe. We'll talk soon.
All right. We'll back after this. Stay right here. We will talk soon to Carrie Lake again. And again, I recorded that right before we started the show today. So I put it together sort of like it would be an interview that we'd go to break. But I don't want to go to break here because I had an interview, a conversation with Katie Kuhlman the other day, who's a clinical psychologist. And I was asking her, this was on election day when I talked with her. And I didn't have time because we had 8 different interviews that day for you guys and gals out there watching and listening. I didn't have time to bring you the entire interview. I want to give you some of her thought process about going and voting, not sure if your vote's going to count, waiting for the vote to count, and more.
Well, yeah, and especially after what happened here during the presidential election.
And a lot happened there. It's documented. You're not even, you know, speculating. It really did. Go ahead.
It really did happen. Well, and even in the primaries, just a county just south of us in Pinal County, which as Sheriff Lamb is the sheriff in Pinal County, but they had issues there and they're voting during the primary elections where there were not enough ballots. And so the problem is even if it's not factual, anybody who's conservative and voting in this election in Maricopa County right now feels like there's something going on behind the scenes. Like this is some kind of ploy, I think, to take away their vote. And while that may not be the case, right, glitches happen. you know, you have to wonder, how are they not prepared for this? They know that there's going to be an influx of voters. Is the idea that these voters are going to be sent away and end up just saying, you know what, I think I'm just not going to vote today? Is that the goal? I think that that's what people are thinking. I don't think that that's the actual intention behind it. It's far too sinister, given the fact that all eyes are, I think, you know, on Maricopa County during this election.
But it bears mentioning, as you said, we knew this was going to happen. Not like somebody said yesterday, oh, crap, we have an election tomorrow. We've all known about this for 2+ years. And Pinal County, just so those watching, listening understand, there weren't enough Republican ballots. I think there were enough ballots, just not Republican. So the Democrats have plenty. And who's the Secretary of State? Oh, yeah, it's that Katie Hobbs who wants to be the governor. So if I'm adding 2 and 2 together, 4 sounds about right. Arizona's doing it again. So how do you quell that fear? I don't want people to stay home. I want people to feel like their vote is, in fact, going to count. I want them to feel like they're enfranchised when they go. So how do we implore upon them, look, go and make sure that your voice is heard? A lot of people might throw their hands up, like you said, and just leave. Is that what they're supposed to do?
No, I mean, I agree with what Carrie said. You need to stay in line. Your voice, it matters, and your vote counts, especially, you know, in a lot of these swing states, Arizona, Pennsylvania, where there's really a lot on the line, and you have got two sides that are so vastly different, you know, and this is our constitutional right, and I think our obligation as Americans. This is our opportunity to, like, actually, you know, have a voice in our government that has the potential to make some pretty big decisions. And so it's important to stay in line. It's important to not get too angry, not to let the stress get to you. Find something to occupy your time, make phone calls, do whatever you have to do. But it's important to just make sure that your voice is heard, and you're going to feel a lot better and less resentful if you just wait.
Oh, it's going to be better for your heart and soul and your mind if you walk away knowing, okay, I voted and I feel good that it's going to count. It's Dr. Catherine Kuhlman. Go to drkuhlman.com and go check out everything she does. She's on Fox, on Newsmax, on my show at least once a month. Let me ask you about this. Let's move past the election. We're done with the election. I've been wound up with this because of what I do for a living. You've been wound up with this because you deal with first responders who really are directly affected by who's running the joint. After the election is over, how do we detox? How do we just completely wash it away? And let's say after all the counting is done, let's say it takes a week, which it shouldn't, but let's say it takes a week and then we finally, now I can breathe. How do you suggest we get back to normalcy? Because we've been like knee deep in this forever.
Well, you know, I say it starts tonight, right? I mean, you can sit there and you can watch the news for 5 hours straight, but you're still not going to know who wins. And so I think it's really important right away to just set good boundaries around how much you're watching election coverage, because we both know, I mean, unless you're watching, you know, make sure that you watch the rest of Pag's show tonight and anything that he's on.
Exactly. Don't shut me off, but after I'm done,
just, you know, watch it for a couple of minutes, information that you need, and then switch over to spending time with your family or binge watching something stupid on Netflix that's actually going to detox you. And then you can check back in before you go to bed, see where things are at, see what it's like when you wake up in the morning. But there's no reason to spend so much time looking at election coverage, because it's the same talking points over and over and over again.
Right.
And then once we have these actual decisions made, you know, if your candidate doesn't win, you do kind of have to grieve that loss and learn to accept it and think about, okay, if this is their platform and these are the changes that they're proposing, what can I do in my life to make sure that I'm still living in accordance with my own values or living the way that I want to live? And I think instead of focusing on what's wrong if your candidate doesn't win, then focusing instead on what's right in your life. Kind of focusing more on the positive instead of all the negative, I think, is one huge thing that we can all do, and making sure that we're devoting our energy to that instead of all of the things that anger us.
I think it's great advice. I mean, do you plan an extra day off, maybe a 3-day weekend? Do you get away for a second? And again, detoxing from social media or from technology, that's hard because, as you know better than I do because of your studies, that dopamine hit means something. Did I get more views on that? Did I get more thumbs up? Did people comment on what I said? Did they like my video? I mean, all of that is completely intertwined with our being these days. Do you suggest putting it down for a day?
Oh, absolutely. A digital detox, I think, is huge for just like restoring things.
But it's really hard, isn't it?
And I just thought about this too, is that we have the holidays coming up with likely not everybody's family on page. And so setting good boundaries too around like what political discussions look like around holidays might also be helpful.
I love that you went there. So Uncle, and he's a Dem, and I don't really have an, but he starts some crap. You do.
You know, tends to be a little bit of like a rabble rouser and bring things up when they shouldn't. I would say that it's kind of up to the host to have that conversation beforehand. Like, hey, I know it's a tumultuous time. Like, can we just like make an agreement that nobody talks about this? I'm very fortunate in my family that everyone kind of feels the same way. And so we can.
Good. Well, it's interesting because I mean, you normally do have that one person. Like I had an Uncle Billy who passed away recently and may he rest in peace. But I found out later that he was this far left wing radical guy who just thought everything I said was garbage. And I never saw him that way. I saw him as Uncle Billy. It's hard to detach yourself from how you feel about politics or how you feel about issues. I did with him, but he couldn't with me. And that's such a weird thing. So you would suggest, let's have the conversation. Why do you feel this way? What exactly is it that you think you're going to gain? I'm still a little Joey that grew up, that you watched grow up. So we really have to, as humans, say that, don't we?
It's unfortunate that we do. I mean, I don't think the holidays are the time to say that. But we have to separate the issue from the person. A person, like, it is their character and their values and how they treat people. Not how they vote.
Very interesting. Yeah, so I shouldn't say, hey, Merry Christmas. Get the hell out of my house. So we're probably not going to do that. We appreciate Dr. Coleman. I was glad that we could bring you the rest of that interview later in the week. Again, I interviewed her on Election Day, but I think a lot of her advice certainly extends way past that. We appreciate Carrie Lake coming on as well. She feels very confident that she's not only going to win, but she's going to win by a lot. Your thoughts when we come back, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, or hit me on Twitter, hit me on Instagram, hit me on Getter. We're back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. We thought we put together a pretty good segment there. We had Carrie Lake, who I talked to right before the show started. Great conversation. She is as confident today as she was on Election Day that she's going to win. There's going to be a dump of some ballots tonight, but she feels confident when you get the massive dump, 400,000, 500,000, 600,000 more ballots, that she's not only going to win, but she's going to win going away. Another update out of Colorado, and we've got a great station in Pueblo. Also, we were on in Denver and also in some other states. I think we've got five now in Colorado. Lauren Boebert looks good for that job, even though the Democrats have been dancing on her political grave. That was all for naught. She's looking good there. I believe the House goes to the Republicans rather easily, and I think the Senate might be eked out because if Carrie Lake wins in a landslide, Blake Masters has a very good chance of winning there. Laxalt has a very good chance of winning in Nevada, and that would be enough. And then if Herschel Walker comes through, that's just icing on the cake. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Another big hour coming your way. Got campus reform next hour and some stories going to make your face hurt. No, sir, your face will hurt. Keep it here. Joe Pags coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.